Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, July 29th. Happy Missions Monday. I'm reading from my old NIV version, so if you're following along on the computer or something, it may be a little bit different, but only a few different variations from the newest version of the New International Version. Sometimes I just like to go back to a hard copy and see all the notes that I've made throughout the years where I've been impacted by others and how they interpreted the text, and also as the Spirit was at work in my heart helping me to process life in light of God's Word. We're in Romans chapter 4 today, then we'll go over to a companion scripture in Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. The title in my Bible says, Abraham Justified by Faith. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him. Is this blessedness only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was not after, but before. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then, he is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them. And he is also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. It is not through law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be the heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who live by law are heirs, faith has no value and the promise is worthless, because law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, it was credited to him, were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. And from Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Romans chapter 4 is wonderful. It reminds us that we come to God through faith, and our righteousness is not of our own doing. It is a gift from God. Just like Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness, we, by faith, come in belief that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and by this faith, we are made righteous. There are so many nuggets in the scripture that remind us of the gospel message. Listen to verses 24 and 25 again. But also to us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, there's the gospel, he was delivered over to death for our sins, the gospel, and was raised to life, why? For our justification. Another little nugget is in verse 17 where it talks about who God is. The God who gives life to the dead, Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the resurrection, but also life to us who are dead in our trespasses. And then I love this phrase, and calls things that are not as though they were. I want to read that to you in another version. Let's look at it in the ESV. It says, Who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. So for Abraham and Sarah, that thing that did not exist that he calls into existence is life in the womb. And also in us, God calls into existence faith in Jesus Christ through the testimony of the apostles, but he also calls other things into existence. And that is one reason we have faith to pray, right? That God can do whatever he wants. Nothing is impossible for him. And so the word for today is belief. Belief in a God who raises Jesus Christ from the dead and is at work in us. Those who believe in him, have placed our faith in him, and know that we are not righteous in and of ourselves, but because of him. It is Missions Monday, so I need to move on. We want to talk about Ann Payton Baker and the work that is going on with Kids Alive International. If you were able to be with us yesterday in worship, you may have heard Ann Payton talk about the ministry that is going on at Casa Monte Plata, located in one of the poorest provinces in the Dominican Republic. Ann Payton Baker, who grew up at Mountain Brook Baptist, serves there as a clinical mental health counselor. She also does a lot to help connect Casa Monte Plata with those of us in the United States. Many of our students have gone on mission trips there. I've been to Casa Monte Plata, and it was such a blessing. So we want to pray alongside their ministry and just believe with them that every child deserves to live free from the bondage of hunger, abuse, and exploitation. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word and the richness that is in it. We thank you for the faith that we have as sons and heirs of Abraham. His faith was credited as righteousness, and so is ours, and we are so grateful for that. We pray, Lord, in the situations where we do not see a way forward, knowing and trusting in a God, in you, who can bring life out of death, and a God who calls into existence things that are not. We thank you, Lord, for Ann Payton. We thank you for her ministry and the ministry of others at Casa Monte Plata. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to sustain them and help them and help us to be partners in ministry. We ask, Lord, that you would cover the children that are there, that you would remind them of your great love for them, and that you would call them out to serve you. We pray for the leadership. We pray for all of the house parents. We pray for them to have vision and to continue to understand their purposes in your kingdom. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.